Okay, boys. So today's daf is daf Pei Gimel. We're going to start on Pei Beis Amud Beis, the final two lines on the Amud. Where the Gemara asks Akasha Esve. Recall that about 10 lines prior to that on Pei Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara asked a Shaila. What was the Shaila? You had a Koyin that was Mishamish in the Beis HaMikdash, or in the Mishkan. And he was Tamei. What's it in? Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim? Or Ein Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim? He certainly does not get one of the four Misa's Bezin, but does he get Misa B'dei Shemayim? Yes or no? And what did Rav Sheshes end? No, he does not. No, he does not. Now the Gemara asks Akasha, really? You don't get Misa B'dei Shemayim? Eisvei. The Gemara quotes a lengthy Mishnah that we have in Masechtas, Dvochim and Menachos, which talks about bringing karbonos. And as you'll see, all of the various avoidos which are enumerated here in the Gemara are referring to incomplete avoidos. Incomplete is not the right term. Interim avoidos. These are not the final avoidos, but these are interim final. For instance, a person has to bring a karbon mincha. What's the final step in the karbon mincha? That after the kmitza, with the three fingers, you take the kmitza and you put that on the mizbeach, and then boom, your korban has now been brought, and the shiraim, the rest of it, can be eaten by the kehanim. But until you get to that final point of putting the mincha on the mizbeach, putting the kmitza on the mizbeach, you have a lot of preparatory steps, like the Gemara is going to enumerate, eitzvei, hayoitze, eitzvei, kasha on Rav Sheshes, that paskind, that there is no misa b'dei shemoyim by a kohen, HaMeshamish B'tom. Vushteta, Hayoitzik. Hayoitzik means the person that pours the oil. Because when you bring a korban mincha, the first thing is, you take, of course, the flour, you pour oil on it. And then you mix it. V'haboilu. And then you add oil to it even further. The Mishnah in Masechtas Menachos tells us that you have three times that you add oil to each korban mincha. But we're not going to go into the intricacies of Hilchos korban mincha. All we have to know is the yoytzik, the person that pours the initial oil, and then the person who haboilo, the person who mixes it and adds now more oil to it. V'hapoises, not all menachas, but some of the menachas which are brought are already pre-baked. That's when I say pre-baked at the time of the kmitza. We normally think of the minchas soilus. Minchas soilus means that it's still in flour form. Yes, it's now saturated in oil. But what does the kohen have to do? He has to take three fingers and take a kmitza. And then he wipes it off on both sides, and then that kmitz is put on the mizbech. But that doesn't apply to all kabbonis mincha, because there's some kabbonis mincha which are baked prior to the kmitz. And one of them is called a minchas machvas. Technically it's not baked, it's fried. You have marcheshes. Machvas and marcheshes are two different types of size of kalim. One is more like a frying pan, one is more like a deep pot. And then you have mafitana, those that are baked in the oven. All of those are, if you wish, finished goods, finished products. And now if you're doing a kmitza, what you have to do is be poisis oisa pitim, which means at first you have to crumble it into little crumbs, like bread crumbs, but not bread, I understand, mincha crumbs. And then after that, that's when the kohen goes and takes his kmitza from it. And then hamoileach. Hamoileach means that you add melach. You go and add salt. Hamenif. Now we're getting a little bit off track because we're no longer talking about the process of the kmitza, but we're now talking about, once again, steps that are preliminary to the final avoida of that particular item. So Malach is referring to, for instance, when you put the regular karm, you put the aymarin on the mizbeach, then you have to do malicha over those aymarin. Al kol karboncha takriv melech. You have to go and put on salt. V'hameinif. Hameinif only applies to certain particular kabbalas. The chozev v'shoik, for instance, of every shlomim, you have to do a tenufa. And legabi other kabbalas, but on your standard, when you're doing a kar mincha, for instance, you don't have a din of tenufa. So those, where you have to do a tenufa. Or you have to be magish. Magish goes back to a kar mincha once again. That every korban mincha you have to be magish, which means you have to bring it in the klisharis close to the southwestern corner of the mizbeach. And then hamisader sashulchan. Now we're going to, you have the lechem aponim. Lechem aponim you have to go and put onto the shulchan every single week. what happens now? The one that's mesara that shulchan, or the one that's meitiv saneiros, not the one that's madlik the neiros, the one that's meitiv saneiros. He cleans out the neiros, the top, every single morning and every single afternoon from any residue of the hadlokas neiros of the night before. Ma koimitz, and the coin that does the kamitza with his three fingers. Va mekabel damim, the one that's mekabel the dam at the time of the shchita, where you have a koin with a mizrach being mekabel the dam. So now we've gone through a list of about 10 or 12 different interim steps in bringing a carbon or bringing a carbon mincha, etc. If any of these steps are done by chutz, outside the base of Mikdash, you're potter. What means that you're potter? You don't get misa b'dei shemam, you don't get karis. Why? Because the pasuk says about a person who brings karbonis outside the base of Mikdash, it's called shchutei chutz, v'nichrisa. Now, what is the case of shchutei chutz? So pasuk itself only refers to two expressly. Ashe yishchat michutz l'machane, v'el pesach oil moyer l'hevir l'hakrav karm l'shem, tom michosh l'ishahu dom shafach, v'nichrisa ishu, the din of karis. So that's the din of ashe yishchat. And then you have a separate pasuk, ashe yale oilo izevach, v'el pesach oil moyer l'hevir, etc. Again, a din of karis. So two times the Torah tells us beferish, both by shchita and by halo'a. Halo'a means putting, for instance, a carbon oil of the entire oil on the mizbeach, or in terms of any other carbon, putting in the emurim onto the mizbeach. Then there's finally a third one which is brought in the Torah, which it doesn't say beferish, but we learn it from a posik, and that is zoyrech, somebody who goes and brings a carbon, does the serikas hadam. In other words, the shechita, for instance, was done inside the Beis HaMikdash, or the shechita was done outside the Beis HaMikdash, but he or somebody else now did the zrika on an altar outside the Beis HaMikdash. All of these guys have the din of karis. Now, what is so special about these three? So, Rashi brings the Gemara in Zvachim that it says that Gabi Halo, Mahalom Yuchedesh, I'm looking at the last line of Rashi, Mahalom Yuchedesh Higmar Avoida, Av kol shehu gemar avoida. So if you do a finished product, a finished avoida, and the Gemara in Masechta Zvachim goes through what is considered to be a final avoida, what is considered to be an interim avoida. So shchita is considered to be final. That's finality. And then you're talking about zrikas adam, final avoida. And halo on the mizbeach, final avoida. But all those things that we mentioned until now, while they're all integral to the process, they're not a final avoida, and therefore there is no din of kares, and that's why it says, if you do these, all of these items, you do them outside, b'chutz, pot. In addition to that, ein chayav and aleh, now we're at the top of the amid, loy mishim zoris, v'loy mishim tumah, v'loy mishim mechusar begonim, v'loy mishim richat yodayim v'ragvayim, that because these are all interims, and not final avoidas, then other halachas that normally would apply in terms of the Misa, do not apply here. So, Lumashul, there's a din of Hazor HaKorev Yumas. Hazor means anyone who's not a Kohen, he's not a Levi, and he goes to the Beis HaMikdash and says, why should they always get all the covet? I also want to go and bring a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash. Well, this may be very nice and well-intentioned. Hazor HaKorev Yumas. Hazor that goes to do the Avoda Beis HaMikdash, Chas V'Shalom, gets Misa. But that's only if he does a final Avoda, as opposed to doing an interim avoida. Now, why over there is there a din of final avoida? So Rashi says, again, we're going to learn it in Mi'at Hashem and Masechtas Zvachim, and also Marim Masechtas Yuma, says in the Pasuk, Vavadatam, and we learn from Vavadatam, Avoidatama. Avoidatama means that you're doing a complete avoida. Since all of these are interim avoidas, if a Zohar would say, you don't know how to go and mix the carbon mincha kohen. Kohen, you're doing a pretty lousy job. Let me do the mixing and I'll do the pouring and all that. You're not going to do that. It's awesome. A zor of karv. But he doesn't get misa because these are interim types of avada. It's awesome. He's not going to do it. But if he did it, he doesn't get misa bidei shemai.
He went inside the bidei
shemai. Yeah, he would talk about inside the basement. Because if he's doing outside the basement, so then it's a b'chutz situation.
What's he doing? Yeah, okay. So what's he doing and how far did he go inside to...
How far he went in, he did it wherever the Kohen would normally stand in the Azara. to do the blila and to do the yitzika and to do the psisa. And well, then he decided to rush in. He said, "Yeah, I'm a kohen, or at least I'm a bimkum kohen if there's no kohen in shul." And so therefore, he went and did the bimkum avoida. What's a lacha of that person? He's oiven alav and iser. However, he doesn't get misa b'dei shemayim because it's not a final avoida. If he would go and do a zrika sadam, then that would be a final avoida. If he would go and do halor haktorah on top of the mizbeach, a final avoida. As we'll see.
So outside and inside is treated the same, he doesn't get misa.
Exactly, in these, for these purposes, both the case he does a bachut, or until now we were talking about a kohen. Even a kohen that goes and does any of these avoidas bachuts, so we don't have a problem of zar, we have a problem that it's bachuts. So normally by chutz we have the three, which are the shechita, halah, and zrika, the din of kares, but any of those that you do outside, including Kabbalah Saddam, no din of kares. It's awesome, but no din of kares.
So he took the shulchan outside and he...
No, he didn't have to take it outside. He could have built his own shulchan. Yeah, okay, he made a shulchan in the same dimensions as the one of the Beis Mikdash. And like the Zerika Saddam doesn't mean that he schlepped out the whole Mizbeach from the Beis Mikdash. He went and built his own altar and he said, "Oh, Mizbeach, 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 Yerutzayim, bum, bum, bum." And now if he did a Shechita or a Halah on that Mizbeach, or if he did a Zerika Saddam, he would get cards. But if he did other things, he would not get cards. Anyway, getting back to the top of the Gemara, of the Amud Aleph, so, if a Zor were to do any of these avoidance, Bifnim, no din of Misa V'day Shemayim. V'loy Mishum Tuma. Now we have a Kohen who's doing the Avoida. We're not talking about a Zor. We're talking about a Kohen who's Tomei and he's Meshamish. By the way, that's the same case that we started off with, and that's why we bring this whole thing. Right? We started off a Kohen, Shishimish, Betumis, Chai, Misa, Nachai, Misa. No din of Misa by any of these types of interim steps in the bringing of a Kohen. V'loy Mishum Mechusa B'Godin. If the Kohen was not wearing the Arba Begodim, or the Kohen Gadol wearing the Shemoyna Begodim, he's wearing a very nice Dekisha with a nice Shtramel. He looks wonderful and people take pictures. But the Maisi not wearing the Big Day Kahuna, again, since these are interim avoidis, not final avoidis, no din of Misa B'dei Shemoyim.
But we learned before that if he misses one of his garments and he finishes, he gets...
Let's get to that in one moment. V'loy mishum richus yudayim raglayim. As you know, the Kehanim, every single day, they had to go and wash their hands from the kiyar before they started the avoida.
And feet, no?
Your hands, yes, you're absolutely right. Your hands, thank you for the correction and for the addition. Yes, yudayim raglayim. They had to do that every single day. And if they didn't, all of these that we just learned at the top of the Amud, the Zorus, and the Koyim Mishamish Betumah, Mechusa Begodim, not wearing the Big Day Kahuna, not doing the Yichrichot Yodayim, Viraglayim, says Rashi, they're all Mechalei Avoida. The Avoida is possible. Chulin, no good. Throw it all out. Toyish. However, the Koyim that did all of these things, or the Zor that did all of these things, does not get Misa. Doesn't get Misa. That's the end of this Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, let's go make a diuk. Ha-mikdar! What happens if he did taka the final avoida? He was makdir. For instance, he put the oil on top of the mizbeach in the base of Mikdash. But he was a czar, or was a kohen that was tamei, or he was mechusa b'gadim, or he didn't go and wash your dime regular. Not only is it chulin, but he's chayav. Now, the whole sense of all of this was that you're potter from the din of Misa B'dei Shemayim, because these are all interim steps. We're on Pei Gimel Amud Aleph Mendi, the third line from the top. However, if he finished an avoida, for instance, putting the emrin of a regular carbon, or the carbon oila, the whole carbon on top of the Mishmigish, then he would be chayiv. My love, don't we mean when we say chayiv, he's chayiv misa? And with this, we would have a conclusive raya against Rav Sheshes. Because Rav Sheshes said, Koyin Shishimish Betumah is not chayiv misa. And here we see the top line, Tumma, that means the Koyin's Meshamish Betumah, only because these are interim steps. These are incomplete. When I say incomplete, means we're not finished with that avoida. But if you use makdum, meaning it's the final avoida in that series, it's Chayav, my love, Misa, therefore we have a strong Raya against Rav Sheshes. And Vimara Loi, Biazhara, when we said all of these things, that he's potter, right? The lashon on the Amid Beis was potter, means potter from Malkus. from Malkus, meaning that he does not have an asara, but not talking p'tur from misa. Right, tomorrow el zor namul asara. Didn't we say here in the top of him mishem zoris? He's saying zor when he does any of these avoiders. He's saying that he since these are all incomplete, he doesn't have an asara. But if he does the whole thing, then it's just an asara. In other words, Gemara is being medayik the following way. We started off saying that this is a long list of those which are potter. The Gemara is assumed what means you're potter, since they're not the final avodah, they're interim steps, you don't get misa b'dei shamay. However, if you did the final avodah, misa b'dei shamay, that was a kashan of sheshes. Gemara said, no, we're not talking about potter, we're just talking about potter from an isur, since these are not the final complete avoiders, but these are interim steps. There is no Isser involved with Potter. Not even an Ashar. You don't even get Malkus. Zugunish. Frank Timora. Really? So that means that in all of these cases, it's because it was an interim step, you're Potter from an Ashar. However, if you were to go and complete it, one of these things was completed, Ashchita, Halon, the Mizbeach, etc., then we would say that you're Chayiv, the Ashara. Chayiv the Azor. Says Yimor, by Zorus at the top, Azor, a Yisrael, a lady that comes to do the Avodah, he only gets an Azhara. And the reason why over here you don't even get an Azhara because these are interim steps, that's not correct. Voxiv Azorah Karav Yumas, there's this very clearly. Azor that does the Avodah the Beis Hamikdash, Yumas. Yumas means Misa Bidei Shamoyim. So it's, therefore, when we're being Medayik, that all of these individuals that did the interim steps, they do not, loimishim zoris, it means that they do not get misa. So if that's the case by the zoris, wouldn't that be the same case by the koinah mishamish betumah? Mm-hmm. That what if he did an interim step, then there is no din of misa, but he does a final step, he gets a din of misa, just like the zor on the top line. No, hakiri isa v'hakiri isa. No. Sinish tazai. The loimishim zoris means that if, in fact, he did a final step, what would be his din? Misa v'dei shamayim. But if he does an interim step, he only gets an azhara, no misa v'dei shamayim. But by the gabi toma, it's even less than that. Meaning that if the zor is not the zor, if the koin mishamish v'toma, he's only azhara, no misa v'dei shamayim. If he's doing one of these interim steps, he doesn't even get an azhara. Frank Tiumara, that doesn't sound right. Mechlal di yoitzik uboilel, which were the first two examples that we had, lav nami loy, we're telling you there's not even an azhara, no lav. What time is a brisa that says befeirish? Azhara di yoitzik uboilel minayin. How do you know there's a lav? Tamaloy mikadoshim yil elikem, v'lo yichalu shem elikem. Oh, shteita v'lo yichalu, don't do it. There's a brisa that says that this is referring to yoitzik uboilel, that there is a lav. But you just told me now that it says potter means you don't even have an ashara. You don't even have a lav. Avada is a lav. So the Gemara gives a very strained teretz. The Gemara says, Midraban nekrov asmachta ba'am. The way we're learning the braisa now, in fact, there's no isser whatsoever. She's potter from everything. This braisa says that a yoytze kuboil are chayiv. The chayiv midrabanon. Midraban the rabbanon say, you know what? Stay away, don't do anything bachutz. Because you're going to do one thing bachutz, one thing will lead to the next, and then you're going to have a gantz avoid the outside bachutz. And the same thing by the Zoris, you stay away, asmach to be out. So with this, we have deflected the kasha on Rav Sheshes. But now the Gemara asks a final bombakasha. Bombakasha means
TKO.
TKO, exactly. Meisve. I have a long braiser, which we're going to quote momentarily. We're only taking an excerpt out of the braisa. The Eilu Hein Shel Misa, the following all get Misa B'dei Shamayim. Tomei Sheshimesh. Oh, that's our Shailah. That's how we started off the Gemara today. Boi Merav Ach, Barahuna, Merav Huna, Merav Sheshis, Koyin Sheshimesh Betuma, Chayiv Onad, Shtei Tom HaFeish, is Chayiv B'Misa. So Gemara Tiofta, so Rav Sheshis, Taka Ogefreit from this braisa.
What's Ogefreit?
Ogefreit means that he is refuted. Permanently. Kyofta. Done. Kufa. Now we have a lengthy braisa, and this lengthy braisa is going to give us a list again of that 10, 12, 15 avoiders that there is a din of misa. And not only avoidis, but other things as well. There's a din. Misa, misa always means misa bidei shamayim. And the makoyrois of all these halachas are going to be set forth from here till the end of the parak, as you'll see. So it's a relatively short brisa, relative to the fact that after we finish the 12, 15 lines of the brisa, then we're going to have the rest of the Omid Beis and the Omid Aleph of the next blot, all going through those makoyrois, the sources. So start the brisa again. Gufa. Now this is the same brisa which we just quoted, but we just took out one excerpt. Now we're going to go through a long list. Gufa, the English of a misa. The following get misa, b'day shemoyim. Oichlis a tevel. Everybody knows what tevel is. A farmer just grew, Baruch Hashem, new fruits, new vegetables. There's the Gemar Malocha now for Trumas and Mises. And they did not give Trumas, they didn't give Mises, but you ate the tevel the way it was. What's it in? Misa, b'day shemoyim. The koyin tomei she'ochel truma tohira. You have a kohen who's unfortunately tamei, for instance, a balgeri or whatever it was. So if he wants to eat truma torah, what does he have to do? He has to go to the mikveh, and then he has to wait until
nightfall.
And then how do we know that you have to wait until nightfall?
Beautiful.
From Teisa Kechon. Beautiful. But what happens if he didn't wait, and instead, when he was tamei, ate truma torah? Misa bidei shemayim. Vizor she'ochel se truma. Azar, a non kohen that ate truma, such as Yisrael, a lady, a truma, chasa shumi truma. Again, misa b'day shemayim. Mizar shishimesh, a koyin, not a koyin, a lady Yisrael goes into mitzvah, she does the avoida, we're talking about a final avoida, not an interim avoida, a final avoida. What's it in? Misa b'day shemayim. V'tomei shishimesh, if a koyin told me that was mishamesh. Oh, that was the shayla that we started off with. Boy, min erav achav erav hudav, min erav sheishes. Koyin shishimesh v'tomei, what's it in? Chay, zok der brais of elish shabam misa, tomei shishimesh. This is, by the way, what we quoted four lines ago, going back before the Gufa. Oh, this is our Tomei Shishimish. That's why we're bringing this entire price. So Tomei, a Koyin Tomei that was Mishamish in the base of English, Chayv Misa Bidei Shemoy. Utvul Yoim Shishimish. Tvul Yoim is the same as Tomei, but it's one step further. For instance, if the Koyin was a Balkeri, and now he has to go to the mikveh, before he goes to the mikveh, he's a full-fledged Tomei. He does the avoid in the base Migdash, Misa B'dei Shemayim. But what happens if this Koyin realizes that he's Tomei, and he goes to the mikveh, and he toivels 150 times, up and down, back and forth? He's called a Tvul Yoim, meaning he's a getoivelte means that he immersed himself in the mikveh, but he's not Tohar yet. When is he going to be Tohar? Tonight, after Erev Shemesh, after Tzeisach Chav. So if he didn't wait, Tvul Yom Shishimesh, again, the Misa.
But why does it say Tomei? If it says Tvul Yom, Tomei Avada.
We'll see anymore. Now we come to Mechusa Begodim. What's Mechusa Begodim? Mechusa Begodim means that he's not wearing all the Big Day Kohuna, the four Big Day Kohen Hedjud, or the eight Big Day Kohen Godel. If he did, the Avoida Mechusa. Now we're talking about a full-fledged Avoida, not the Avoida like we talked about before. Before we were talking about interim avoiders, this is a final avoider of Mechus Begadim, Misa B'dei Shemayim. Or Mechus Kapara are four individuals that the Torah says it's not enough to go and toivel in the mikveh and head of Shemesh. They also have to bring a korban. Who are those four individuals? Azov, Azova, a Yerledes, and a Metzoira. Those four individuals, even after going to the mikveh, and even after head of Shemesh, they still not considered to be fully Torah. They're partially Torah. I believe they can already eat Truma, but they cannot eat Kodshim yet, and they cannot go into the Beis Mikdash until they bring their individual Kabbalah that they have to bring. So if that person happens to be a Kohen, most Kohanim wouldn't be a Yoldis, but you could have a Kohen that was a Zov, or that was a Metzaira, and he already, Baruch Hashem, is no longer Tzaraas, he counted 7 days, Ziva, all wonderful, he went already to the Mikveh, and he's ready to do avoid. He's not ready to avoid it. You first have to bring your carbon. When you bring the carbon, then he'll be able to do the avoid. So he's a mechusa kapara. If he did avoid the besmigdish before he brought his kapara, again, misa b'dei shemayim. V'shlo yirochetz yudayim v'raglayim. If he didn't wash his hands and his feet, thank you, from the kiyar, again, what's the din? Misa b'dei shemayim. Ushtei yayin. What happens if you have a kohen who drank a lot of wine and was a little tipsy? Yayin v'sheicher al teisht atu v'nech itach v'boyuch al oyel moed v'loy samusu shtei b'feish of the Torah koin an al b'ishtu yayin ufroi roish. What happens if he let his hair grow more than 30 days growth without cutting it? What's the din? All of the aforementioned misa b'dei shema. Right. Now the Braisa continues. Aval, Orel, Oinan, and Yoishiv, Einan, but Misa Elavazhara. These three are on a lower degree of Isur. What's an Orel? We'll talk about the Gemara shortly. Orel Poshup Shah means he didn't have a bris milah. We'll see why he didn't have a bris milah. We'll see, Mitchum. Oinan means a person, unfortunately, one of his very close relatives passed away prior to Kvura. The person is called an Oinain. Or a Yoishiv. A Yoishiv means you're supposed to do the Avoida B'Amida, and he did the Avoida B'Yeshiva. All of these guys, they did, that was wrong. They shouldn't have done that. So there's a lav, but there's no din of misa b'dei shemayim. So all of those are crystal clear. The first group were all misa b'dei shemayim. These three are clearly only b'tzara, no misa b'dei shemayim. And now when we get to balmum, after we get to hizah b'me'ila, there is a machlekes. Balmum, a koyin is a balmum, and in Parshas Emor you have a long laundry list of all of those mumen that would cause a koyin to be a balmum. What's the din if that balmum is the avoida? Rabbi Oimer b'misa, chas v'shalom gets me. Chom Oimer, no, it's only basar. He's a b'me'ila. A person is moil b'hegdish. If he did the me'ila b'hegdish b'shoigig, he has to bring a carbon.
Asha
me'ila. When after a person was moil b'mezid, he knew this was koydish. What's the din? Now we're not talking about the carbon, but what is the solution or what is the remedy?
So, 20% Karen and Chomish.
Besides that, Rabbi Oimer b'misa, misa b'dei shemayim, Chom Oimer b'azhara. It's a lav, but there is no din of a carbon, but it's not misa, it's azhara. Okay, with this we have now concluded the Braisa Rabbeisai. And from now we're going to examine each one of those listed, and we're going to bring the Makoyrois, why that is the din. So the first one was, as you'll see, Gufa, Eva Shiva Misa, Oichas HaTevel, a person reads Tevel. Whether this is not just Kehanim, not just Yisraelim. Any Yidin Klal Yisrael that goes and eats Tevel gets Misa B'dei Shemayim. You know, how do I know? The Yom HaShemul Misha B'od Lazer. Minayin Lo Oichas HaTevel Shubha Misa T'chsev V'lo Yichalu Es Kodesh B'nei Yisrael Eis HaShiyarimu LaHashem. Now when it says of Yish Asher Yorimu, Yorimu means future. It doesn't say Asher. Hor mulashem asher yorim mulashem. What are the kodshim asher yorimu? Basidim liter makosim adab. It's talking about that you have a food item, and that food item you eventually will be meirim. Meirim means that you will take a tithe, you're going to take off a hafrasha. So what is that case? That's from a tevel. That every time you have tevel food items, to go and be able to eat it, you have to be asher yorimu. You have to go and remove the truma, you have to remove the meiser, meiser rishon, meiser sheni, meiser ani, etc., etc. Okay, so therefore, what do I see from this? That a person who goes and eats tevel, what's it in? Lo yichalu, he's being machalu the tevel by doing that. But where does it say misa? V'yavlof chilul chilul mitruma. Here we just said lo yichalu lu as kochim in Israel. It's a shirimo. It's talking about a person who eats tevel, and there's another word chilul by truma, meaning by a koyin who eats truma tahoira when the koyin is tame. Where do I find that other chilul? So you have number four. That number four takes you to v'shamru es mishmartiv leyisu olav chetu mesuvoy ki echaleluhu. Now, we don't have all the psukim over here, but if you look up v'yikra chav beis, the focus of that perek is talking about kohanim tameim. So it says kohanim tameim, be careful, shamru es mishmarti, careful of the mishmeris of the kahuna, and in particular of the truma, v'leyisu olav chetu. Don't go and eat it when you koyin are tame. Umeisu v'al chas v'shon is misa b'dei shemayim ki yichalalu when you'll be mechalal it. Oh, so here it says yichalalu, and by the case that we're talking about eating the tevel, it says v'lo yichalalu, yichalalu, yichalalu. We learn one chil from the other. Just like over there it says umeisu v'al ki yichalalu. Here's also a din of mismalom b'misa, avkan b'misa. Very simple. Frank tomorrow the nail of chilul chilul minoiser. Once you're learning chil chil from somewhere else, because by here, in the case of the tevel, it doesn't say the word misa. You're just learning it chil chil from the koyin who's tameh, who's eating truma. So why don't you go and learn it from noisa? There's also the word chil. Where's the word chil? It says va'oichlav. This is number five. Va'oichlav avoyno yisa ki is kodesh Hashem chilayil. Oh, so let's learn chil chil from there. Malalon bekoris afkan bekoris. Just like over there by noiser, a person who eats noiser. Noiser means a carbon that was left over its normal period of time that you're allowed to eat it. Most carbonates you can eat. The yoim v'layla, carbon shlom, you can eat. Shnei Yom of Alayla Echad. What happens if you left it beyond that time limit? You put it in the freezer, you put it in the refrigerator, and eat it later on. What's the din? Malon be kares. Just like over there is a din of kares. How do we know the kares? So let's learn the din of chil. Chil, malon be kares, avkan be kares. So now many people start thinking to themselves, well, one second, what's the difference between kares and misa b'dei shamayim? Aren't those both done by the Rebbeinu Shalom? The answer is, of course. So, what's the chilek? It's not the same like skila and tzreif, herik, v'chenik, which each one is different. But both of them, Rebbeinu Shalom, going to do the kares. What's the difference? So that's a big machlokes between Rashi and Tosis. The focus of that machlokes is in Shabbos and Daf Chof Hei. There's also Tosis at the beginning, Yevomis on Daf Beis. Rashi learns throughout Shas, the difference between Misa B'dei Shemayim and Kares is that Kares, you have two elements. Misa B'dei Shemayim only have one element. What does that mean? Misa B'dei Shemayim means that that individual, Miskatzrin Yomov, he will pass away prematurely. In the case of Kares, not only is there premature death, but also Ariri, which means he will also lose his children. He had children until Nachas Hashem, they'll also pass away. And if he didn't have children, he's not going to have children.
So I thought children were not made to pay for the indiscretions of
That's a very good question. But that's not the focus over here. Okay. Of the Gemaras, they're talking about Kares, they're talking about the issues that you're raising.
So is making Kares more hammer than...
Kares is more chomer. Everybody agrees Kares is more chomer than Misa B'dei Shemayim. The only question is, in which respect? So, Rashi in Chof Hei, in Masechet Shabbos, Chof Hei Omer Aleph, I'll show it to you afterwards if you'd like, he says over there that the reason is, here is just, he passes away, Misa B'dei Shemayim just him, Kares means also his children, and the Gemara refers to that, I think the Torah refers to that occasionally as Ariri Yamusu, etc. That's Rashi. Tosis disagrees, and Tosis says you only have a din of Ariri where it says Befeirish in the Torah. If it doesn't say Befeirish in the Torah, because there are a few times it's in the Torah, Ariri Yamusu. Where it doesn't say, then there's no din of the children. So what's the difference then between Kares and Misa B'dei Shemayim? Kares is at the age of 60. A person that normally would have lived till 120, or at least till 119, if he does one of these Averis where you have Kares, he passes away not later than 60. That's what the Gemara says about Rav Yosef, that when he hit his 60th birthday, he made a big birthday party, and they gave out Egla Tiltza, which was the, today, Yechweis French roast or something, or whatever you consider to be the best of the best. And why did he say? He said, because now I'm out of the parish of Kares, I know for sure, because I'm past the age of 60. So that's Kares. And what's the din of Misa B'dei Shemayim? In Misa B'dei Shemayim, there is no time limitation. Rather, Niskatru Yomov, which means whatever his original life expectancy would have been, should have been, could have been, he's going to lose some of that time because he did one of these Averis, a Misa B'dei Shemayim. Anyway, so that's what the Gemara is asking now. Why am I learning Chil Mitruma? To go and say this is Din of Misa B'dei Shemayim, why don't I go and learn a Din of Kares from Noisar? Well, the Kares have come Kares. So the Gemara Mistavra Mitruma Havalidamev. It's more mistaver to go and learn the din of eating tevel from the din of eating truma betuma. Why? She came truma, chutz laaretz, hutra, berabin, peiros, pig of an oisa. Meaning that it has all of these similarities. What are these similarities? The case of tevel is something where there's truma embedded in the tevel. It has to be removed. These are matonish le hormu, but they're inside the tevel. And truma itself is one of the matonas that you did take out of the tevel. So therefore, both of them are the same in the sense that they're both truma or truma related. Masha'enke noiser has nothing to do with truma, noiser has to do with kabanas. They're both only noig in Eretz Yisrael. They're not noig in chutz laretz. Noiser is noig in chutz laretz. Noiser, noig in chutz laretz. There's no base in Migdash, there's no mishkan in chutz laretz. Says Rashi, yes, there was. Just during the 40 years when the Chai Yisrael was in Midbar, the din of noiser applied. And Bishas Heter Abomois, where the Heter Abomois is Bechol Mokim, says Rashi, that could be in chutz laretz. But there's no such thing as truma or tevel min ha-toira in chutz laretz. So therefore, we have two similarities. Similarity number three, hutra. Both of them have a heter. What's the heter? The gabi, the case of the tevel, easy heter. Take out your trumas, take out your maizers, os tevel. The gabi, the koyin betuma, who wants to eat truma, there's an easy heter. What should you do?
Go to the
mikvah. Then wait a couple hours until Erev Shabbos. There's no heter for noiser. Once something becomes noiser, it's noiser forever. Berabim. Berabim means that there is a chilul loshen rabim in the pasuk. What do you mean? That there, we had three psukim of the altogether. We start off with the pasuk legabe tevel. It says in the pasuk v'lo yichalelu es kotchi b'nei Yisrael es v'yishurim al Hashem. That's number pasuk number three. So that was by tevel. We learned tevel from the din of coin that was tamei from pasuk number four. V'shomer es mishmarti u'meisibo ki yichalelu hu ulta loshen rabim yichalelu yichalelu hu. Mashenkin in pasuk 5, which is the noiser pasuk, v'oich l'avoyin isak he can scream Hashem chilel, which is a loshen yachid. Oh, so these two are rabim, noiser loshen yachid. Another similarity. Another similarity is that they're both peiros, both tevel and truma are peiros. You know, fruits, vegetables. In other words, tvua, things which grow. Mashenkin legabe noiser. Noiser is typically a carbon. A carbon is basar. It's meat. Meat doesn't grow from the ground. It's not peiros. And pigel and noiser. Neither pigel nor noiser are shayich legabe truma or legabe tevel, but pigel and noiser are shayich legabe kodshim. In fact, we're talking about noiser. So therefore, you see all of these similarities between truma and between tevel. That's why I say tevel is similar to truma, and therefore it's a din of misa b'dei shemoy. I should learn from noiser. Number one, she came psul oichel. This is one of Barry's favorite expressions, not the gabra, but on the chavetza, meaning what's the problem with noiser? Noiser is noiser. Not the person, it's the carbon that's noiser. Same thing is, not the gabi, the coin that's eating truma betuma. The coin there, that's a gabra problem, because the coin is tummy. Here we're talking about a case of a person who's eating tevel. Oh, tevel is psoloichel. You got to go and remove all the tithes. They're psoloichel, they're the same. Number two, Ainly had to the mikvah. There's no way of being retired them in the mikvah. Meaning, in the case of the noiser, you can put the noiser in the mikvah 100 times, it still is asr. You can put the tevel in the mikvah 100 times, it's still asr. But the koyin tameh, who wants to go and eat from the truma torah, go to the mikvah. Ah, so you see that there are two similarities. The similarity of the psul oichel and ainly had to be mikvah. Oh, no, so let's go learn it from noiser and not learn it from truma. We had a whole bunch when we were learning one from the other. Five or six of them. We had the Truma and Chutzlaritz and Hutra and Berabim and Peiros. No, that's a long list. Mashenkein, the similarities between Tevel and Noiser, only two. So Hanach Lefishan, that's why we're going to learn it from Truma rather than learning it from Noiser. Ravina Ramina says, you don't have to go and enumerate all of those. That's already enough. Since we have a Kabbalah of a chil, we learned that from Moshe Rabbeinu, that I have to learn one chil from the other chil. If I'm not sure which chil to learn from, it's much more mistaver. Here it says yichalalu, and it's yichalalu hu. Those are much closer than the case of yichalalu and chila. Fine. So, bottom line is, we've now concluded the first enumerated iser here in this price of Eilish Bamis, Oichel Satev. Number two, koyin tomisha ochel truma. Okay. The koyin tomisha ochel truma tohoira min olan. Shmuel, in fact, was the one that asked the Shaila Minayim, the Koyim Tamish, Ochel Truma Torah Shehu Bamis, Midei Shemayim, Tichziv, or the Pasuk that we quoted before, that's Pasuk number four. Veshomeres Mishmarti, Vla Yisrael of Chet, and the Pasuk continues, Umei Suvoi Ki Echalu, and that's talking about a Truma Tzahoyra eaten by a Koyim Tame, but Truma Tzahoyra in Tamei Aloy. What happens if you have a Koyim Tame who eats Truma Tameya, who maybe that's also included in the Misa B'dei Shemayim? No, that's wrong. Yom Shmuel, Amrei Blusa. Minayin the Koyin Tomei She'ochel Truma Tameya She'einai B'Misa, Shneem Amei Sevoi Ki Echaleluhu Prat Lezu She'mechulelus Ve'oimedes. The problem with Truma Tohoira, which is being eaten by a Koyin who's Tamei, he's profaning it. This is holy Truma. He touches it, he eats it, that's profaning, and that's called being Mechal. Here you're talking about the Truma Tomei. It was already Mechulo from before by the fact that it became Tomei. I know some people are going to ask, when in the act of eating it and putting it in his mouth, isn't that going to be Metame? It could be that somebody else went and fed it to him and put it down his throat, and therefore he didn't physically touch it. With his okay, so that's always a Toshi question that people raise. And we continue on Vaita in the same Braisa. And the next one, this is the Braisa, Zor She'ochel Es HaTruma. Azor, meaning a Yisrael Alevi, a truma. Misa b'dei shemai. Omer Rav, Zor she'ochel a truma loike, he gets malkis. One second. Didn't I just say now he gets misa b'dei shemai? Rav is saying gets malkis. What's going on? It's Amalei Rav Kahana v'Rav Asel Rav. Leim emar b'misa. Putting aside the braisa. K'sei tuchim v'toyra. T'chsir v'chol zor lo yoichal koidesh. And we have close to it the other pasuk. So now, what are these two psukim? So you look at number one and number two. The one and two happen to be in reverse order than what it says in the Torah. It's in correct order in terms of the Gemara. So if you look at pasuk number two first. This is the third time we're bringing this pasuk. It's talking about a koyin tomei that's eating truma tohoira. You do that, and from this chil we learned too, Tevel, same din, a misa bidei shemai. And he has that's the end of Pasuk 2, which is Vayikachov Beis Tes. And then the next Pasuk right after that says, not only a koyin tomei should not go and eat truma, v'chol zar lo yoichel koydish. This koydish is referring to truma. A zar should not go and eat truma, toyshav koyin v'sachel lo yoichel koydish. Shouldn't eat truma. Aha. Now in Pasuk number 1, Vayikachov Beis Yod, it doesn't say what the punishment is. It just says alav. However, the Gemara says, since the two psukim are together, we're going to make asmichus. And just like in pasuk number 2, it says, when you koyin tomei, eat truma tohoira, meisuvoi, kichalu. Same thing applies to the next pasuk, v'chol zor leichol kodesh, a zor who eats truma, has a din of misa. That's the what Rav Kahana Rav Asi said, leim emar v'misa, v'chol zor leichol kodesh. And for the Gemara, no. Rav disagrees. You know why? Because in passing number 2, after we said, Meisavoy ki yichalu, it says, Ani Hashem mekadesham.
Right.
And then it says, V'chol zor li'echol kodesh. That, Ani Hashem mekadesham, is like a Berlin wall, or a Mexican wall, or a Chinese wall, and therefore separates one pasuk from the other. In passing number 2, Einachanam yekoyin tomei she'ochel satruma, which was tohar, then a mesa. However, Ani mekadesham, stop! Full stop. No, don't even think further. Next pasuk says, that's why our Rav does not learn one from the other to get a din of Misa. Obviously, the Brisa disagrees. Meisa, the Eila Hein Shema Misa, Zora Oichos Atruma. How do we know Zora Oichos Atruma? Because he does learn this Michos HaPsukim, that there's a din of Misa B'dei Shemayim. What is Rav going to do with the Mefeish and Brisa? And the Gemara gives the teretz, which the Gemara gives on occasion. The Gemara doesn't like to give the teretz. It's like a court of last resort. They have no other choice. Masnisa had the Rav Karamis case bring Akasha on Rav from Abraisa. Rav Tanu Palik. Rav is on the same madrega as a Tanoim, and therefore he can easily go and disagree with a Tan. The reason why the Gemara says is because Rav lived in that generation that spanned end of Tanoim, beginning of Amayroim. Therefore, we never find Rav in a Mishnah or a Braisa. However, rather we find Rav arguing with Shmuel because they were the first generation of Amayroim. But Rav was old enough that he could still compete with the Tanoim. And therefore, on occasion, the Gemara answers. The Gemara doesn't like to give the answer, but they have no choice. Rav argues with that Mishnah, with that Braisa. In this case, he argues with the Braisa. The Braisa says that Zor She'ochel Truma, he has a din of Misa B'dei Shemayim. And Rav says he only has a din of Malkus. And then we go on to the next case. Vizor Shishimish, a Zor, a Levi or Yisrael that does avoid the base of Migdish, Misa B'dei Shemayim, Dechziv, Vazor HaKor of Yumas. Ah, it's very clearly. Hazor HaKor of Yumas, Misa B'dei Shemayim. Think more at the end of the Amid Aleph is going to ask, how do you know Misa B'dei Shemayim? Why don't you go in this Zechenek? Whatever it says in the Torah, stop Misa Zechenek. The Gemara is going to talk about that. And yes, Hashem, we're going to get to that. Next case of the Braisa. V'tomei Shishimesh. A Koyin Tomei that was Mishamish. And guess what? That's how we got into this whole discussion, right? That was Rav Acha Bar Huna asked Rav Sheish, Koyin Shishimesh V'tomei, what's the din? This Braisa says, you're Chai of Misa. Misa B'dei Shemayim, how do you know? Kedaboy Minei, oh, Rav Chiba Rav Mir Rav Yosef, Minayin L'tomei Shishimesh Shehu B'Misa, how do you know? The Chsiv said in the Pasim. Tabal Harmel Bona, V'yinozri Mikodshi B'nei Yisrael, V'lo Yechalnu Hashem Kodshi. Again, this parish is talking about Kehanim Temeim, and it says V'yinozru. V'yinozru says Rashi means V'yibodlu Milavoy. Stay away. Yinozru. Like a nozer. We tell the nozer, stay away from drinking wine or from eating grapes. And the Gemara says that we tell the nozer, Schor, schor, don't even get into the kerem. Stay away. Don't be enticed. to go and violate your Naziris. Here too, stay away from Kodesh B'nei Yisrael. Don't even think about getting close to do the Avodah. You're a Tomei, stay away. And a Tomei was Mishamish, what's it did? He gets Misa B'nei Shemayim. Now how do we know he gets Misa B'nei Shemayim? Maybe just says, V'lo Yechalu Hashem Kodeshi. Again, we know Chilul Chilul. Here it says, V'yalu Chilul Chilul Mitruma. Here it says, V'lo Yechalu Hashem Kodeshi. By Truma, we had the Pasuk of the Shomru, and it says over there, U'meisu V'oi Kiya Chalalu Chilul Chilul. Malam Misa V'kan B'misa. And of course, every time we get into that Chilul Chilul, the Gemara always asks, why are you learning for chilchol v'truma? V'nei chilchol mi noiser. What's the din by noiser? Malala mikores avkan kores. Like we had on the Omer Aleph. What does he say? V'oichla v'voinu yisak yes kodesh Hashem achilel. V'nechersa nevishahi mei amehla. V'shahu mei amehla. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara. So let's learn a din chilchol mi noiser. Malala mikores avkan kores. I prefer learning it from truma. Why? Again, because of a number of similarities. Shekein guv, tamei, mikva, derabim. What does that mean? We started with guv. What are we learning out over here? We're talking about a kohen shishimesh.
Gavra.
He's a gavra. And we're talking about a kohen who was tamei, who ate truma.
Again, a gavra.
So that's guv. Number two, they're both are talking about tamei. Right? Noiser, number one, is not a gavra. Noiser is the hefta. And noiser is not tamei. Noiser is tar. Okay, so we have two. Number three, mikvah. We can be matayer both of them. Both the koyin tomei that ate truma, wants to eat truma, and the koyin tomei that wants to be mishamish, go to the mikvah, chevra. Mashenkin, you put the noise in the mikvah, so go to shafim. And finally, barabim, once again it says yichalu, yichalu, both balash and rabim, so I can learn one from the other, four similarities. We should go and learn it from noiser. Why? Because there too, there are four similarities. Shekin Koidish, Panim Panim, Pigul Venoisa. What does that mean? What are we learning out over here? But the Koyin that was Mishamish, Betumah, in the base of Megish. So number one, he's dealing with Kodshim, and Noiser is dealing with Kodshim. Mashekin Truma is not Kodshim, Kodshim, Truma is something else. Panim or Panim, that means if they're both inside the base of Megish. Noiser is created by the fact that you went and brought a carbon in the base of Megish. And this coin that wants Mishamish Betumah, he wants Mishamish in the base of Megish. Number three, both by Noiser and by the coin of Mishamish in the base of Megish, they're related to Karbonois, so there's a din of Pigal, a din of Noiser. Mashenkin by Truma, Pigal and Noiser don't apply. Ah, so you have four and four. Here you can say Hanach Mefishon. Oh, you're right, so I'm now stuck. Is nevertheless, that was Bemis in the territory of Ravina on the Amid Aleph, yeah. Right? Ravina did that with Chilchilah. Our Gemara says, by default, I can't say Harach Nefishan. Childeram, Michilderam, Adif.
But Kodesh, Pnim, Pigal, and Noser are really all one thing. They're all Kachim.
You're right.
You're splitting it. You're counting one fit. I mean, you're stuck in the ballot box.
Kodesh is talking that both have to do with Kodeshim.
Right. And so Pnim has to do with Kodeshim, and Pigal has to do with Kodeshim, and Noiser has to do with Kodeshim. It's all Kodeshim. Kodeshim.
Okay. Anyway, so four again. Four, so Childeram, Childeram, Odif, because both over here it says Yichalalu and Yichalalu, so I learn one for the other. Well, there it says Kodeshim Chilel, so I don't learn it from Noiser, I learn it from the Yichaluhu, I learn it from Truma, Meisim B'nei Shemayim. Next case. Tvul Yoim Sheshimish, a Tvul Yoim that did Avoida. In other words, he retoybled, but he didn't go to the mikveh. You know, this is your psoriyah moimet. Remez the tful yoim shim ovad chilel. Where do I even have a remez? Because it doesn't say legabi tful yoim. It does say legabi tomei shishimesh. But how do I know tful yoim? Ah, minayin tamalim kedoshim yilakeim. V'lo yichalu eshem elkeim. Em eino inyin le tomei shishimesh. I don't need tomei because I already have a pasuk. The nafkalam v'yin nazru. So now inyin le tful yoim shishimesh. This answers your question of the Yomid Aleph. You said, once I know that the Tvul Yoyim Sheshimish, then Avada, the Tomei, who didn't even go to the Mikvah. The reason why the Gemara is bringing both of them in the Braisa, because we learn them from two separately Mutim. We have a bus of Yinozer. If it only said Yinozer alone, I would only say the person happened. He's a triple A Tomei. Tomei, Tomei, Tomei. That, if a person does, means they Shemai. But maybe if he's only 2A, double A Tomei, because he went to the mikvah already, and he's just waiting for Erev Shemesh, maybe he's only single A, he's not even double A Tomei, because after all, he went to the mikvah. That being the case, maybe if he did the Avodah, he would not get a din of Misa B'dei Shemayim. That's why I have a separate Lima, Kadosh Melekeim, Le'yichal Hashem Melekeim. And how do I know there's a din of mitzvah de shemayim? We have chilchol mitruvah because it says lo yichalalu, and here it says od yichalalu. Matzav gemiz afkan be mitzvah. Next case, mechusim begodim. A koyin that does the avoid mechusim begodim. Minolan. How do I know mitzvah de shemayim? Rav Ohr, Rav Yochanan, umatibah mishmei derab luzer Rav Shimon says v'chagar to oisim avneit arn ivanov. That's number 7 on the list. I believe we learned this last week. If not, it's in the Yaakov Kudai. V'chagar to oisim avdein arnovana v'chavash lehem b'boys. V'hois lehem kohuna l'chukas oilam v'maleisi yad arn v'yad banav. If they wear, when they wear the begodim, then they become kohanim and roy to do the avoida. V'maleisi, with this you fill up their hands of arnovana, that they are now anointed, appointed, inaugurated as kohanim. Ah, so therefore, Zokti Yamara, Omre Vom, Rabbi Yechon, Amat Rabbi Shuyab, Chagar to Oysam Avni, Bizmach, Bigdeyam Alein, Kunosam Alein. The Pasik relates the two. Bahois Lehem, Kuhuna Lechu Kasoyim. What do you mean? They were born Kehan. Not that wearing the. No, no. If you want to be a Kohen Hamishamish in the Beis HaMikdash, you have to be in uniform. Exactly right. The man you're doing, I am Kunosam Alein. Ain't doing Alein, ain't Kunosam Alein, Behavalu Zorim. The Gemara is really dramatizing and saying they've lost their power to do the avoid the Beis HaMikdash. You're not wearing your uniforms. You're like a Yisrael or a Levi. What's the din of the Zor? The Yamamar. So Shishimish is B'misa. That's the pasuk that we had at the beginning. The Lumesivoy. What's the din of Zor? Hakorev Yumas. So here too, he has a din of. I'm sorry.
Avoid the Tama.
Avoid the Tama.
Avoid the
Zor. Oh, avoid the Tama. Yeah, all of these are avoid the Tama. The previous price was all of those. Mishnah was right. Talking about all those which were intermediate. But here we're talking about the final avodah. Then he did it with mechusa begodim, chas v'shalom misa bidei shemayim. Right, mechusa kapara minon. Mechusa kapara, remember those four, the zav, the yeledis, and the metzayra, that to get the full tahara, they have to bring a cart. Now the Kohen brings that those kabbalas. Here it's talking about the Yeledis, but the same thing applies to the other three, that after he brings her karbonis by Yeledis, then she is Tahira, and that she becomes Tahar. Oh, what do you mean she becomes Tahar? Didn't she already go to the mikveh? Didn't she already go and eat Truma until now? Only now she becomes Tahar? Yeah, the answer is she was Dr. Tomei until now. Not totally Tomei, but she wasn't totally Tahar either. She was in that interim Bein HaShemashes period. After mikvah, b'prayed mechusa kapara. Oh, so you told me the mar, told me shishimish b'misa, like we had in the brayis already before. V'shloi rochin yadayim raglayim, if he didn't go to the kiyor, minon dechsev, b'voyim ha'oyim moidish, yirchitzu mayim v'lo yemuso. Here it says very clearly, make sure you do rechitzu mayim v'lo yemuso, because chas v'sholem, otherwise, chas v'sholem is misa v'day shemayim. Ushti yayim dechsev, yayim v'sheikh ratesht, atu v'nach itoch, b'voyicham el'oyim moyed v'lo yisamuso. Make sure not to drink yain v'sheichar. If you do, and you do the avoida, v'loy samusa chas v'shalom is a din of misa b'dei shemayim. Ufroi roish. How do I know for a roish? Tachsiv. Roishim leigalechu fera lo yishalechu. That they have to go and be careful not to allow their hair to grow beyond
30 days.
Yes. Now this happens to be a pasuk rather in Yecheskel. However, the Gemara elsewhere asks, until now we didn't know it. So they knew it about Pe, but it wasn't written in the Torah. They had been recited from Moshe Rabbeinu. And Yechezkel came and he codified it, if you will, in the Pesukim. So Roger Ligalecha, fairly Yishalecha. Uksib Basrei, in the next part, he said, V'yayin lo yishtu. So now we make a heckish one to the other. Itzkus peru roish l'shtu yayayin. Ma shtu yayin b'misa. We just said that was the previous Gemara. Before you mo'o yu mo'o yayin. What was yayin b'sheikh ralteish tatu v'necha v'lo yisamusu. So just like by shtias yayin, if you didn't cut your hair within 30 days, is b'misa. So now we went through all of those misa b'dei shemayim. Avol, orel, oinen, yoishiv, no din of misa b'ashara. Make sure. It's a laugh. Would he know these three? Orel minolan. Again, this is a pasuk in Yecheskel. Omer v'chiz and dobezim and oichel meijon leil madnu. Adjim v'chayom bo Yecheskel b'buzi v'li madnu. He learned it, taught it in Sefer Yecheskel. Called Ben Necher, Arel Leif, V'Arel Basel Yavei El Mikdashi. Now, what is the difference between an Orel Leif and an Orel Basar? Orel Leif, says Rashi, means a person who is unfortunately a mummer is an apikoidus, a heretic, and therefore he's an Orel Leif. His heart is far away, he's distant from the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's the last Rashi here. Fashtot. Very good. Shkoyach. Nesakru masel lovish b'shamay. What's an oral basa? Says Rashi, that that means a physical the malady, a physical deformity.
He doesn't have a bris.
He didn't have a bris. So now you can tell me. If he didn't have a bris, that means he's a mummer, he's an apikoyer. Rashi says, Nice. Very good. Hemophiliac. Very good. Good, so we have Leovil Mikdoshi, the Sharsani. So there doesn't say anything about Misa, just don't do it. So it's about Zahara, no Misa. Oina Minol, how do I know an Oina? Oina means again, close relatives passed away, and it's before Kvura. The Chassidus says in Pasuk Legabi, a king, Godel. Umin a Mikdash, Le Yetim, Le Yechal, Eis, Mikdash, Ole Kav. Only by the Kohen Godel, it says, stay there, in the base of Mikdash, do the Avoida, because the Kohen Gadol is now the Metame to his own, the Imai, and his Ochiv Achoy, his wife, now the Metame to anybody, continue the Avoida. But that's only by the Kohen Gadol. Or Achiv, by any Kohen Hedjit, Shaloh Yotza, if he continues doing the Avoida, Chil is Machal the Avoida. Oh, Machal the Avoida, that's the Ashora, don't do it. You keep on telling me about chilul, chilul, chilul. We learn it from Truma. No, he have now an opportunity of learning it from Truma. What does he want me to say? If it would say the fetish in the Torah that a kohen hedjit that does the avoida, the aninus, that he's over alive, you're right. I would learn out chilul chilul. Of course, I would have to count up hanach mefishon that this is barabim, this is yochid. But here, the question doesn't even start. You know why it doesn't even start? Because it doesn't say in the Torah befeirish by an oinah that he's not allowed to do the avoida. Rather, I'm learning mitadiyuk that a kohen gadol should continue doing the avoida. Don't leave. So I'm
only,
mitadiyuk from
only
that.
A kohen gadol.
Only a kohen gadol, but not a kohen hedjit. Ah. So it's something that was born in a cloud, meaning not that it said it befrat. I'm just learning it mitadiyuk with an inference. Ah, since it's an inference, it doesn't rise to the level I should be able to start now making chil chil one for the other. Because it doesn't say by koyin hedjit chil. It's by koyin gadol. Ah, koyin gadol, koyin hedjit. It's already too attenuated. Therefore, you cannot learn it to say shava. If it's only a lav, no din of misimidei shemari. Yoishim Menulan, how do I know a koyin who does avoid the yeshiva? That he's over an Aveda, Kivoi Bochar Shem Lekech Mikosh Vatecha, Kodesh Baruch Hu went and picked out a Haran and his Mishpacha. Lamoy Lishareis! Lamide Becharetiv Eloy Li Yeshiva. The Gemara uses the term Becharetiv because we start off the passage. Kivoi Bochar, Kodesh Baruch Hu chose a Haran and his children, his progeny, that they should do Lamoy Lishareis. So Lamoy Becharetiv Eloy Li Yeshiva. But, however, it doesn't say anything about chilul, it doesn't say anything about misa. So it's a lav, but not misa b'dei shemayim. We now finished that short list of the three that were only azhara and no din a misa b'dei shemayim. What were the three? The orel, the oinon, and the yoshev. But remember, we didn't finish the price yet. We still have two where there's a machloikis. What are the two? Number one, the balmum, and then we're going to have the second one in another moment. So what's the din of the balmum? Balmum Rabbi Oimer Misa v'chom Oimer Basar. A koyin is a balmum. Torah has a whole laundry list of koyhanim that are considered to be balimumim. Now let's do the avoida. According to Rabbi Misa v'chom Basar. My time with Rabbi Chisim said the pasuk Achal Paro Oiches Lo Yovei. This is pasuk number 3. It's referring to a balmum. In fact, the pasuk says Achal Paro Oiches Lo Yovei V'chom Mizbeach Lo Yigash Kimom Boy is a balmum. V'chalel Es Mikdashi. Why? What he's allowed to do, he's allowed to eat kodshim, that he's allowed to, he's a koyin. But he's not allowed to do the avoida because he's a balmum. So that's achal preichas leyovei. Okay, that's just a lav. How do I know misa according to Rabbi? Because the pasuk continues on. Achal preichas leyovei, nedrech leyigash, v'lo yechalel es mikdoshi. He says, v'lichal loshen avchilo, v'yavchil chil mitruma, malon b'misa. Afkan b'misa, just like by Truma, v'sham was mishmarti, raiki chalul, we had the possibility 3-4 times, so the din of chil mitruma, b'misa. Let's learn from noiser. Manal mekores afkan b'kores. Zuki mistav v'mitruma havalil ha-melef. Why? She came psul ha-guf, v'psul ha-guf. After all, we're talking about a balmum, that's psul ha-guf. Then we're talking about a coin that's tame. No, that's a psula guf. Neither of them relate to the chef, to the both relate to the gal. Masha Enkin, if you're learning from Noiser, Noiser is on the chef. That's what. Why? And now we have the same list that we had before.
Kachim.
Shekin Kodesh. Both of them, you're talking about the Balmum, who wants to do the Avodah. And Noiser, they're both Kachim. Pnim means inside the Beis Hamikdash, not outside the Beis Hamikdash. Pigol and Noiser are only Shaykh by Kabbalah the fifth. Masha'enkim, when you're talking about Truma, Truma is not Kachim. It's not inside the Beis Hamikdash, no Pigol and Noiser. Ah, and now, Hanach Nathishon, the four of the Noiser are more than the one of the case of the Truma. So in Bazaar, you should say 4-1, we should learn a din of Kares and not a din of Misa B'dei Shemoyim, according to Rabbi. Ella says, you're right. Don't learn it from Truma, learn me Tomei Shishimesh. Because by Tomei Shishimesh, we have now five similarities. What are the five? Gomer Psul Haguf, Mipsul Haguf. Number one, the Metame Shishimesh, a Tomei Shishimesh, a Koyin Shishimesh, that's a Psul Haguf. And here we're talking about a Balmum, Psul Haguf. And in addition to that, since we're talking about a Koyin, not a Koyin Tomei that ate Truma, but a Koyin Tomei that's Mishamesh, then all the other four apply as well. And that is, you have the Koyinish, you have the Panim, you have the Pigel, and the Noiser. So therefore I'm going to learn now Psul Haguf. So now they're all five. Masha'enken, the Gabi, the Noiser alone, you only have four, because you don't have the Psul Haguf, that's only in the Chavtza, not in the Gavra. That's why I'm learning rather from Truma, rather than going and learning it from Noiser. Before we continue, there's an interesting question, and that is, what is the Lashon of the Chilul in the two Psukim? We kept on saying before, two or three times, we started with Ravina, then Gemara said right. It without Ravina, that you learn Chil Derab and Chil Derab.
Right.
So by Truma, what's the Chil Derabim? The Shomru is Mishmarti, that was the Chil. And then every other time that we brought Epsachil, it was also Beloshin Rabim. What other cases do we have? We had a Meshul, a case of a Dabal Harvel, one of them. The Nazir Mekachim Nei Yisrael, Velo Yechalelu. So that was talking about a person, a Koyin, that was Tamei, that wants to go and do the Avodah. So we learned the Koyin that is Tamei from the case of the Koyin who's eating Truma Bituma. Both of them, a Lashon of Rabim, Yichalu, Yichalu, Hu. Guess what? Over here, it's the other way around. Noiser is only a Lashon of
Yachid.
What's the Lashon? That's why each time we say we learn it from Truma, not learn it from Noiser. Guess what? Here is Taka Noiser, Taka Chilel, and here, when we're learning the din of the Balmum, what's the lashon of the pasuk? It says in the pasuk, No, that's not that pasuk. What's the din of the pasuk that we brought over here? Kivoi bochar Hashem. No, not that pasuk. Achal paroiches. It's pasuk number three. Achal paroiches layovei v'mdeich layigach ki mumbai v'loi yechalel. So this is not a lashon rabbin. It's Yachid and Yachid. So why don't we say the same Ravina in reverse? Just like you learned Rabin from Rabin, why don't you learn Yachid from Yachid? So you think that that's my kasha? It's Tasis' kasha. Tasis is right next to us, parallel. And we talk about Shishimesh, Tema, Tavalon Lamele Minoise, Tvei, Bishim, the Chil, the Yachid, the Chil, the Yachid, Adiv. Kidivan Leal, just like we said before, Chil, the Rabin, Chil, the Rabin, Adiv. So we should say the thing over here, Chil, the Yachid, Chil, the Adiv. Good to kasha. Go all the way at the end of the Torah. It's the last two lines. Yeshloimer. Talk of Psul Haguf. They avoid Psul Haguf. They avoid the Odif. Even Ravina, even those that learned until now, Chil Deravim, hold that the strength of this limud, Psul Haguf, they avoid it. This is a Balmum. Psul Haguf, they avoid it. Here we're talking about a person who is a Koyin, who is Tomei, that wants to do the Avoidah. What's the Chil Haguf, the Avoidah? The more holds that that's a better limit, a stronger limit than the Chil Haguf.
Better similarity.
Better similarity. Good. Very good. Zogti Moravaitim. That was according to Rebbe. Remember, the din of the Balmum, according to Rabbanan, is only the Azhara. No Misa B'dei Shemayim Rabbanan Makra. Boy V'loi B'Balmum. Vishtate the word boy. That's number four. That's V'shamos Mishmarti. A Koyin Tomei who's eating Truma, which is Truma Tahoira. V'hisu Olav Chaitu Mesa V'oi. What's the voy? Voy, you have a Koyin Tomei who's eating Truma.
Torah.
He has a din of Yichalu. That's only boy. Boy, voy, the Balmum. That boy comes to exclude others. What's it come with? Other one? Balmum. And the final one of the Braisa, he's a Bimeila.
What's the case of Izu Me'ila? Instead of being Moil, Bishoyi, where you bring Karben Hashem, Me'ilois, here was he's a Me'ila. So what's the difference? My time the Rebbe, what's the reason of Rebbe that says it didn't be some Rebbe? Gomer Chait, Chait, Me, Truma. What's the Chait, Chait? We have two Psukim over here. We keep on talking about Truma. V'lo Yisu Olav Chait. That's the true, the Koyin Tomei that eats Truma, which was Tahar. And now we're talking about the person who did admittedly it says Bishkoga, but why did it say Bechata? That we truma ma'alahal b'misa avka b'misa, one chait for the other misa. Rabban Amri on makro boy, going back again to the case of the person who's a kohen tummy who eats truma to hoira boy v'loy b'mil, same thing that we said before. A person that goes and mazes the Me'ila does not get a din of Misim De Shemayim, because boy, only by the case of the
Kohen. Excuse me, you race past the Peshkaga, it seems to upset the whole.
That's why I knew that you would be upset about
it. I'm upset.
That's the limit of Chait Chait. Apparently, you didn't need to have Bishkaga. It said, Never kiss him a mal Bishkaga. Why did the Torah add the word Vechot to Bishkaga? To tell you, even when it's not a Shayim, when it's a real Chait. When it's a chet b'beisa, the same thing applies. Okay, so with this Baruch Hashem b'beisa, we have now completed the entire b'raisa and all of the mikoyras. But we don't want to stop over here. Why don't we want to stop over here? Because we want to finish the Ovid, as well as the Perek, as well as back in the b'raisa, it said Zor Shishimish B'Migdash. What's the din about Zor Shishimish B'Migdash? He gets Misa B'Day Shamayim.
Right.
But now we're going to see it's not so simple. It's a three-way machloikis. Really? Three-way? I can't believe it. Yes. Zoki Mara Tanya, we have a brisa. Rabbi Shmuel Aimer, yeah. Nemer Kavazara Korev Yumas, Misa. Venemel Halon Kala Korev HaKorev El Mishkan Hashem Yomas. Now you remember we said, Azara Korev Yumas, how do I know that that's Yumas, that's Misa Bidei Shemoyim? Maybe it's any time it says, Mechanic, how do you know? Oh. Here it says Yumas. Venemel Halon. This Halon is referring to the Anche Koirach. Pasuk says, "Kol haKorev, haKorev, Mishkan Hashem, Yomus, Malon Bidei Shemayim." We know what happened to the Gan Sadas Koirach or Misa Bidei Shemayim. Afkan, when it says Azara Korev Yomus, I'm learning Yomus from Yomus. Admittedly, they're not written exactly the same way. Exactly, but remember that because it's going to figure in the Gemara shortly. That's according to Rishmal. Oh, so that's the Rishmal. It's like our Braisa. The Zohar HaKarev Yomas, the Zohar Shishimish B'Migdash gets Misa B'Day Shemayim. Rebbe Kiva Oimer, Nema Kav HaZohar HaKarev Yomas, V'Nem La'alon, V'Hanovi Yahu, Oichoy L'Machaloy Mahu, Yomas. And Novi that Chas HaShom is a Mesis from Mediach to go and cause Yin to go and do Avoy the Zohar, Yomas. And what's the Dimai search?
Eilu V'Skolen.
Malaham V'Skila, Afkan V'Skila. By the Novi, if you look back on Daf Nun Gimel, Novi is not mentioned, even though the Gemara here says
it's Mesis, but some Mesis is mentioned.
Okay, but not in Novi.
No.
And in fact, the Gemara says, if you remember, according to at least one sheet, it says Mesis, or Gemara, what Mesis? Lamutai Novi.
Okay.
What does the Novi have, if it's not brought in the Mishnah? He has a din of Chenek. If you turn to the Amud Beis, which we're going to learn in Miachim tomorrow, which is today's Shir, you see in the Elohen HaNechnokim, din of Chenek. See it in the third line. Hamisnabi b'shem avodis kechom. So that's the novi that we're referring to over here. What's it in? It's chenek. You just said it's skila. Oh, guess what? Rabbi Yechonuri. Oyim amalim b'chenek avkan b'chenek. It's machlokes the gabi novi. The masa, both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yechonuri learned it up from novi. Here it says v'azara karev yumas, and there it says the novi yehu achol machlem ahu yumas. So if you say novi has skila, then here too. A person, a Zor Shishimish B'Migdash, gets killed. Yumas. According to Yechon Nuri, not just like by the Novi, it's a dinner, but Chanek, here too, Yumas.
Both are Mises Bezdin.
Both are Mises Bezdin, not Mises De Shemayim. So therefore, I have a three-way machloikis. Rabbi Shmuel says Mises De Shemayim, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yechon Nuri both hold Mises De Adam, Mises Bezdin. Question is, Skila or Chanek. The Mike Kamifli here, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva. What's machloikis Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Kiva said, Donin, Yumas, me. Me yumas, they donen yumas me yomus. Oh, this is what we spoke about before. Rabbi Shmuel said yumas, that shavakoy barakoy. That's a nishkarafki minute. That was Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva said no. You got to learn yumas. Avada, even Rabbi Kiva agrees to the shavakoy barakoy. And as the Meforshim always explain, if you have something which is directly on point, Avada, that's much better. If not, we have a Kabbalah from Moshe Rabbeinu that sometimes you learn it even if there's slight changes. See here too, even though the Yomus and Yomus says Rabbi Shmuel, Nishka Ferlich, I learn up Misa B'dei Shemaya. Rabbi Akiva says, but I have Yumas. Yumas, I might as well learn it from the case of the Navi, where it says Yumas, and learn that it's a din of Skiva according to Rabbi Akiva. Rishmal Sabar, Don Hejit Mi Hejit, Don Hejit Mi Navi. After all, we're talking about a Zor, it's a Shemish B'migdis. A Zor is a Hejit compared to a Koyin Hejit. He's called the Koyin Hejit, but this is a Zor Hejit that he wants to do the Avodah. And we're learning it from the case of the Das Koyrach, which are also Hedyotim. So I learn Hedyot and Hedyot, rather from a Navi. Navi's an exalted individual. So I learn from Hedyot, Hedyot, not from Navi. Rabbi Kiva, Kimen Shediach, Imlecha Hedyot, Godel Misa. Any type of Navi that's trying to be Mediach, Klaius, and do Avoid Azara, he's the biggest Hedyot. He's a, take him, schlep him down from his exalted status.
An idiot,
yeah. The Pharisee Israel says about the word Hedyot and the word idiot at the same. My father, Schoenbruch, always used to say that he thinks that there's a similarity, but the Pharisee Israel says the Pharisee, Hedyot, he writes idiot, Aleph Yud, Dalid Yud, Aleph Tes, idiot. Anyway, beginning back to our Gemara, so therefore you can learn one from the other, even though he's a Novi, and Nishka Novi is a Hedyot. Okay, so that explains the machloek between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. What's the machloek between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yochanan and Menuri? Whether it's skila or harek, but Michael Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yochanan Menuri. The plug to Rabbi Shimon Rabban Hasanya, Novi Shehidiach, a Novi that convinced other people to avoid Zara, is beskila. Rabbi Shimon Oimer is bechenek. Ah, so therefore, just like this, man Yom Novi Shehidiach beskila, that's like Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Shimon that says bechenek, that's Rabbi Yochanan Menuri. So the same machloek. Frankly, one nantanan we had back in the Mishnah only a few days ago. It was a few days ago. Pei Aleph Amid Beis. What did we say that it's Bechanek? What did it say there in the Mishnah? It said on the bottom of the Amid, Rabbi Kiva Oimer Zor Shishimish Bemigdash. Rabbi Kiva Oimer Bechanek. Oh, Bechanek. Here Rabbi Kiva says it's Beskiva. There it says Bechanek. Steer Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva. Ainachanami Chedorali Bid Rabbi Kiva. The Machloikis. What the between the Talmidei. Reb Akiva, what did the Heidegger Rebbe Reb Akiva, what did he hold? Masi said Reb Shimon.
Right. Reb Akiva. Five students.
Yeah, so that's the Pei Aleph, when it says Reb Akiva Oim Vechanek. That's like Reb Shimon, it says over here Vechanek. The price of which we just learned now. That Reb Akiva says Beskila, that's Rabbanan, that's Rabbanan, this last price about the Navi Shidiach is Beskila. We learn it from Navi. Aliba de Reb Akiva, Hamlachila, Trozen, Rabbanan, Rabbin. And Mitchum, tomorrow we're going to continue on Eilein, Anech, Nakin, and Mitchum, Shem, Batim, and Tekin, Shem, and Kechem. Chaim Kilchim.